Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Ed Moya, senior market analyst over at Owanda. Now, Ed, a lot of eyes are focused on earnings season that is upcoming. We've already talked about that today, and a couple of the other news stories that have come out. One that we're really going to focus on here, dealing with cryptocurrencies and the potential approval in the very near term of the first Bitcoin ETF in the U.S. Now, this has been in the works for a while, but it looks like, or at least the rumor is, that we will finally have an ETF available. Who knows? Maybe by the beginning of next week. It does look like it will be in the near term, though. Ed, what's your takeaway from an ETF being released on Bitcoin? Any chance that you think that this could maybe set at least a short-term top for the cryptocurrencies, as we have seen in other sectors?
It looks like Bitcoin mania is going to get tested here, and I think you're starting to see there has been a tremendous amount of new interest that has come into the space. And right now, the market, was anticipating an extended consolidation phase until we got beyond the regulatory concerns and until we saw an actual approval for a Bitcoin ETF. Now, the SEC, they did finally approve a crypto ETF that is just investing in crypto companies. So it's pretty clear that, we're getting there. And I think right now there's high hopes that on October 18th, you're going to see that the ProShares Bitcoin ETF could get its approval. And that would, I think, really be a big vindication for the entire space. And depending on how successful the interest is from new crypto investors will really dictate whether or not we, break beyond those record highs and continue to march on higher, or if we have a sell, sell the news type reaction, which I think you're probably going to see that will be the initial reaction, just mainly because there are so many question marks onto once that approval happens, what are the guidelines as far as short selling, as far as just the amount of capital requirements that are going to be put in place. This really opens up, I think, more regulatory scrutiny in the short term. And you're having a market right now that Bitcoin, I think, interest has been it's like fashion. It comes and goes. And right now, you're starting to see the interest. The Google trends are picking up, and now I think you're going to see that there's a lot more hope that you're going to have a larger portion of Wall Street embrace cryptos, because right now it just seems that it's the same players that are just constantly raising more billions of dollars into cryptos. We need to see that spread into new investors, people that have not touched cryptos, and this will be a big test. So I think you're going to probably see that volatility remain elevated, which with Bitcoin you typically expect that. And right now there's a greater emphasis on how safe are the investors when they trade this? There's been lots of concerns as far as how some of the current exchanges have been handling people's accounts. So an ETF would really alleviate those concerns. But it'll be interesting to see exactly how this operates. And, given how cryptos are 24/7, how this ETF and trading during only, market hours will really impact people's, their interest in dealing with such a volatile asset when you might not be able to really, capitalize on some of the big moves. So a lot to be determined.
Yeah, you set it up nicely with the ETF coming on board that I think it's going to give a lot of investors, generalist investors, access to a space that maybe they felt nervous getting into. Maybe they didn't want a digital wallet or to your point, there has been a lot of issues with some of the crypto exchanges, and some people thought, boy, I don't know if I want to swim in those waters. But having an ETF gives the generalist investors access to a more normal trading vehicle. But you brought up an interesting point there. Since it trades 24/7, the crypto space, and that's only going to trade during normal trading hours, there may be a lot of gap ups and gap downs where you start the day, you know, and it shoots higher or it dives lower because it's trying to keep up with what happened in the overnight trading. But in general, do you think that this entrance of the ETF will be the impetus to push Bitcoin and the other cryptos out of the range they've been in most of the year? Do you think this will break it above that 64,000 level over time as more traders adopt a cryptocurrency position in their portfolio?
I think that potentially could happen. The main reason why I think this ETF, pending ETF announcement, could be a game changer is that over the past few months, we've started to see that this approach across both retail and institutional investors of long-term holding, LTH, has really gained momentum here. And it's that type of mentality that if you see ETF traders embrace that, you're gonna not really be fazed by all the traditional volatility. If you're holding your ETF for 12 months or longer, you're likely to not worry about some of these gap ups, gap downs. And in the end, I think that you're going to see a lot of people can't handle the volatility that comes with crypto. So if you're listening to financial advisors right now, and they're telling you, you need some crypto exposure, maybe 0.5% of your retirement portfolio go into it. That money is not going to be actively traded. And I think that, the belief is that, hopefully that in the end, that because of the finite supply and just the early stages we are in this space, that you're still going to see much more elevated prices long term. And if traders who are new to cryptos, they take that approach, then I think they won't worry about that volatility. And for the ones that are looking to trade more actively, I think the ETF is probably the wrong product for you. But with it comes more strategies. You'll be able to trade options off those ETFs, so it'll provide different opportunities. I'm not saying that we're going to see meme stock trading on Bitcoin ETFs, and we're going to have to deal with that extra volatility, even though that might be an approach that some traders might have. But I think that in the end, this ultimately could be very positive for crypto growth long term. But there's still a lot that needs to be unveiled. And I think that there is this belief that because you saw the SEC approve that ETF on crypto companies, that you're going to imminently see a Bitcoin ETF approval. And there's right now 4 pending applications. The ProShares, it has the best shot. I would not be surprised if ProShares got the approval, the other ones got delayed. But I think you're going to see everyone wants to be first in this race. And this is going to be one of the bigger stories next week.
So, Ed, will an ETF actually bring more investors into this market? Because in all fairness, it wasn't like it was overly hard to trade cryptos or invest in cryptos. You just need to go about it a different way. And those that really wanted to get in, argument being they already got in and were trading. How does that play into the potential of new investors coming in? Understanding, too, that higher prices bring in new investors, so that can help by just having a different vehicle. But overall, simply an ETF, do you really think it could bring in that much more buying?
To certain individuals that are not active day traders, yes, I think it could. I think that you're going to see the education that has unfolded over the last year has really brought interest into cryptos. I think the problem that you're seeing is whether you manage money, whether you try to, educate people on, the different ways to diversify a portfolio. The last 2 years, if you did not have crypto, you're probably underperforming. and right now, I think you're going to see there's this, we've been through this before where, 3 years ago, over 3 years ago, you had everyone talking about Bitcoin at Thanksgiving, and then it crashed. Well, I think that now you're starting to see that there is the entire cryptoverse has evolved, and it's not just Bitcoin. It's also Ethereum. It's also on blockchain technologies. It's Internet 2.0 for many people, and I think you're going to see this is, eventually cryptocurrencies are going to just be like another sector, like when we trade real estate, consumer discretionary materials, and all the other ones. You're going to see that cryptos will be considered an asset class that you're going to want to have some exposure to, and for the new traders that get into this space, they're not going to be actively trading it. They're just going to be holding on and waiting to see exactly what happens with prices. Now, if let's say the crypto experiment here goes wrong, that's why I think you're going to see that low single digit recommendation will hopefully be applied by many, and that way, if it does go wrong, you're not at risk here. Because I mean, we have to remember there are still a lot of different events that could happen that could really derail the space. So I think you have to always have some caution when dealing with cryptos. Whether it's if Satoshi starts selling his shares, then I think that would end their market. So there's still a tremendous amount of risks out there. And I think one of the ones that we're not really discussing too is the energy crisis that is brewing. Cryptos consume a lot of electricity, and I think that as you start to see several countries in the north are in an energy crisis, you could see regulation come down on that. So I think that's something that we're going to also have to focus too. So it's not a clear path that even if this ETF is successful, that you're going to see much higher record highs in Bitcoin. But I think there is a strong argument that that could be the case.
Yeah, you bring up a good point there, Ed, just as far as there are still some headwinds with the regulation front on a monetary issue, but also on the energy level. But overall, despite the crazy volatility, and there's no doubt there's plenty of that in both Bitcoin, Ethereum, and the rest of the crypto space, but overall, there are people that are continuing to make the argument that it is a store of value. And recently, JP Morgan came out and said it was a better inflation hedge than gold. At the same time that Jamie Dimon came out and said it's going to be worthless and they're going to regulate the heck out of it. But overall, I think a lot of investors are starting to have the sentiment you just mentioned, where they're not going to actively trade it. They're ready for the roller coaster ride, and they are willing to hold on. And this ETF could be another catalyst for them to have a buy and hold investment, just like they could do in their digital wallets. But some are just more comfortable with the traditional ETF style investment. Do you think this is finally the age of the hodlers, where they're not going to panic sell out of it at the next crisis, and people are going to hold, including institutions, and that it actually could be a better inflation hedge than gold? What do you make of that argument?
I think that the inflation hedge, that, and someone who covers Bitcoin and gold on a daily basis, and focuses on the short term, medium term drivers, it looks like Bitcoin is going to outperform everything, and yes, it could, qualify as an inflation hedge. I think that gold has really struggled here. And I think that the problem for gold is that given where we are, getting out of COVID-19, you're seeing a major move here with real yields. They've been heavily negative. There's a lot more potential that they can go much higher, and I think that the problem for gold is that you're having You know, gold, non-interest-bearing gold is struggling here in the short term. And I think gold is more of a safe haven. You're going to see that global growth concerns are going to be a better catalyst here for higher gold prices than, I think, inflation concerns. I think that Bitcoin is, for some investors, they're, and it's growing, that they're using it as an inflation hedge. And you'll probably see that, you know, 6-12 months down the road, as we continue to see pricing pressures increase, I would not be surprised if we saw, you know, Bitcoin continue to outperform. Eventually, I think, you know, we're getting near to a bottom for gold. But I think that there's still an expectation here that eventually, you know, if inflationary pressures get out of control, and if that leads to, another global financial crisis type environment, then you'll see panic selling come across both asset classes. So they're not a foolproof inflation hedge, but I think in large moments and the current environment, you'll probably see it continue to draw headlines that it is one and that it's probably going to perform pretty well.
All right, Ed, we're going to wrap it up here. One other thing to consider with cryptos, though, is that you make the argument that it's going to be the second year in a row where they are one of the best performing assets out there. And that in itself draws a lot of attention into the sector and also, I think, validates some of those people that are the buy and hold and weather that, boy, oh boy, that volatility that just continues within the crypto space. But that also attracts some of the traders too. So cryptos have those two aspects still going for them. Ed, thanks as always for your time, buddy. I will post a link below to the Oanda website where everyone can follow along with your daily market commentary. We'll chat again next week. Thanks for your time, Ed.
Thank you.